Before we go to our show today, we'd like to invite you to visit our new nostalgia guide. Go to poddango.olmuse.com. That's poddango.olmuse.com. And click nostalgia. The Old Muse Guide is going back in time, where the oldies are still young. This show is being brought to you by Old Muse.
You're listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummardella production.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver! The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, Bigfoot! I'm Silver!
In the entire route of the Overland Stage, there was no more desolate or deserted section than the Badlands stretch called Outlaw Run. The station where the big Butterfield stopped to change horses was like an oasis. It was a welcome sight to dusty, hungry, travel-weary passengers.
There she is.
Oh.
Sort of lonesome looking, huh, Mary?
Uh-huh. Jimmy, is that to be our home for the next year?
That's right, honey.
What happened to the last station master?
I guess he just got lonesome. He didn't have someone like you, honey. Nothing but one stage pass in every 3 days.
Well, I guess we can stand it for a year. If it'll mean a better job for you.
The place looks solid and well-built.
Uh-huh.
Sure is a deserted section.
We won't be bothered by neighbors, that's sure.
Hi there. Hi, Prentice.
That man coming from the station is Bill Prentice. He's a supervisor.
Oh.
He's been handling the station till we got here.
Hi there, Prentice.
Howdy, Jim. Glad you got here.
Howdy. Here's my wife, Bill. Bill Prentice, Mary.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you, Miss Billings. Let me give you a hand down.
Thank you.
Come on inside. Pete, you and the guard will have to change the horses. I want to go over things with Billings.
We'll handle them.
Come on inside.
Right.
I want to tell you a few things before the stage pulls out. I'm leaving with it.
Jim, our luggage.
The driver will take care of it. Well, this is the place.
Not at all bad, huh, Mary?
It's nice and clean.
I guess you know your duties, Jim.
I guess so.
2 stages come through each week, one west and one east. You always got 8 horses in your corral. Two of them are spares in case any of the teams go lame.
How are we fixed for firearms?
Two rifles, four pistols, and plenty of ammunition.
Are we likely to need them?
Well, sometimes Indians try to steal the horses, ma'am. And you never know when some stage robbers might try to hold up the coach at this point. Especially if there's cash aboard.
Oh.
But, Mary, it hasn't happened yet.
And it's not likely to either. Well, that's all there is to say. Do a good job, Jim, and you'll be in line for a promotion.
We'll do our best.
All hands up, Prentice. Got the new team in, ready to ride.
Be right there. Adios, Jim. I hope to hear nothing but good of you. Goodbye, Mrs. Billings.
Adios,
Prentice. Horses are raring to go, Prentice.
I'll ride up front with you.
Well, here we go. Get up, Emma. Get up.
What are you looking so worried about, Prentice?
Huh?
You figure them two is after fine trouble?
Maybe I should have warned about a couple of riders I saw drifting around.
I didn't see anybody.
I know. They made tracks east toward Los Santos before you showed up. Well, no use borrowing trouble. Might not mean anything.
Couple of riders, eh? Who were they?
I don't know. But one was an Indian. The other man wore a mask.
Over the station, Tonto.
And a plenty good spot for holdup.
Yes. Deserted and far from the nearest town.
You think maybe there'd be trouble?
Well, Choctaw, Pete, and Rance Purdy were seen in this territory. You know what that means?
Them plenty bad.
They've robbed more stage coaches than any crooks in this area.
No sign of crook near station.
We'll go farther east along the trail and see what we learn. We may hear about them in Los Santos. We give the horses a rest there. Easy, steady, big fellow.
Me ready.
All filled.
Get him up, Scout.
The Overland Stage Company had a large office in the town of Los Santos. It was there that Bill Prentice, the district supervisor, made his headquarters. Prentice was working overtime on the evening after he had left the Badlands station. He was speaking to another official of the company, and he was quite unaware of the fact that Choctaw Pete and Rance Purdy were concealed in the darkness near an open window.
Yes, we have an order to carry that shipment west to Frisco. We'll pick it up on a coach leaving day after tomorrow.
And Purdy, you hear that? Go ahead.
Plenty of gold. There won't be room for more than two passengers in that trip.
Gold, Purdy. A stagecoach full of gold.
We heard enough, Choctaw. Let's get out of here. Get back to the horses.
Sounds like a rich haul, don't it?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Choctaw, how'd you like to take a ride on that stage?
Me?
Yeah. You want that gold, don't you?
You got a scheme, Purdy?
You'll go on that stage as a passenger. I'll go on ahead along the trail. When the coach gets near the post, you take care of the driver and the guard. If there's another passenger, do likewise with him. Throw them all overboard.
Then we head for the border.
No, you idiot. You slide into the driver's seat and go right ahead. I'll be waiting near the outpost to help you take care of the man and his wife that's out there.
We could run for the border without going near that post.
And what about the horses?
Huh?
The stage horses. They'll be worn out, won't they? We'll need fresh horses from the post.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't figure that.
With a fresh string, we can get across the border all the way.
Stage leaves day after tomorrow.
And you'll be on it, Choctaw. But for the present, we won't do any wandering around town, Savvy. Just in case there might be strangers looking for us. We'll camp outside of the town. Let's get going.
Right, steady work.
Get up there.
Get up.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were sure that Choctaw and Purdy were in the vicinity of Los Santos. Tonto spent his time in the town, eyes and ears alert for any sign or word of the notorious highwayman, while the masked man rode through the woods and hills surrounding the community. Late on the second day, the Lone Ranger came into camp fast.
Hold it, ahoy, ho, easy, steady.
You come plenty fast, Kima Sandy. What's wrong?
Easy, big fella. Tighten that cinch and get ready to ride, Tonto.
What you find?
A deserted camp, one that was well hidden.
You think it's camp of crooks?
Look here, I found a number of half-smoked cigarettes like these.
Oh. Choctaw always smoke cigarette like that.
Yes.
Why you think them camp near here?
They're interested in just one thing, Tonto. Stagecoaches.
Oh, that's right.
There's an Overland office in Los Santos. Bill Prentice is in charge. We're going to call on him. He may be able to give us some information. I want to know what Choctaw's after.
He's a big fellow.
Scout ready.
Then come on.
Get him up, sir.
Hold it there.
It was after dark when the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion reined up in back of the Overland office and dismounted.
Easy, big fella. Right there, Silver. There's a light in the office, Tonto. Prentice is working late tonight.
Ah, and good.
Yes. You stay here with the horses. Be ready to get away fast.
Me be ready.
Who's that?
You're alone.
Howdy, mister. Your mask.
Hold it, Prentice.
A mask, Aubrey.
I'll take those guns.
Thunderation. Now, see here. If you're looking for cash, you're wasting time. There's none here.
I'm looking for information. When did the last coach leave?
Well, if you think you'll
answer my question. When did the last coach leave here?
There was a westbound left this morning.
I'm looking for two men, Prentice. Rance Purdy and Choctaw Pete.
I don't know them, mister. There was just one passenger on the coach.
Here's a handbill. Take a look and see if your passenger fits either description.
No, this man's not... Wait a minute. This man here.
Choctaw Pete.
That's the man who went out in the westbound. The very same.
What did he call himself?
Douglas or some such name. Well, according to this poster, these two men are wanted for a lot of crimes down Texas way.
Yes, that's right. They've just come into this area. Now, please believe me, Prentice. I want to help you by getting those crooks. Is that westbound stage carrying cash? Speak up, man.
But your mask.
Prentice, if Choctaw Pete is riding that stage, there's only one answer. Gold. He and Purdy must have some plan.
But who are you? For all I know, you're one of them.
Would I be here if that were true?
All right. I'll take the chance. The stage was to pick up gold dust at the Lost Gopher mine.
The Lost Gopher. That's 10 miles west of town.
Yes. And from there, the stage was heading west toward Outlaw Run.
There's your gun belt, Prentice. Saddle up and come with me. We're riding to the Lost Gopher mine.
Brady!
What's all the shouting? Right. Hello, Prentice.
I'll handle this, Prentice. Brady, did the Overland stage pass through here?
Sure, this forenoon. Say, your mask. What is this, Prentice? A masked man, an Indian.
Answer his questions, Brady. He's to be trusted.
You loaded the gold dust on the stage?
Yep. Didn't notice nothing wrong, either.
The regular driver was holding the reins?
Sure.
Did he have one passenger or two?
One, mister. A tough-looking hombre.
Prentice, that means Purdy hasn't joined Choctaw Pete yet. There may still be time. Brady, get a posse. Prentice, stay here and lead the posse over the trail.
Hey, wait a minute. How about me going along with you?
Your horse isn't fast enough. Hollow. The stage is far ahead of us. We've got to follow the trail in the darkness.
We not lose trail. They're good moon.
Prentice, you follow along as quickly as possible with the posse.
Right.
One, two, three. Come up,
scout. I'll rouse the boys out, Prentice. Hey, who is that masked man?
I don't know. But he sure moves in a hurry.
Even so, I'm afraid he'll never catch the stage. He's got too long a lead.
Get along there. Lift them hoofs.
Mister, sure is right obliging you to ride up front with me. It's good having somebody besides a guard to talk with.
How soon do we get to the post?
Will we change horses? Oh, about 5 miles more.
Then this will be far enough, mister. Haul in on them reins.
What?
Stop the stagecoach.
Hey, what in... Hey, gun. Hey, guard.
You reach for the brake. And you, guard, don't let your hand stray to that shotgun or I'll blast you to bits.
You can't hold up this stage, mister. You can't.
Slow down, I tell you. Clamp that brake.
All right, I'm reaching for the brake.
Got you. Oh. Why, you... I figured the guard would try for that shotgun. Now, out he goes!
Now, listen, mister.
Shut up.
You didn't give that guard a chance.
Why should I?
Easy, boy, easy there. Easy. Yeah. Now, look. The stage has stopped, like you said.
Yeah. Now, get off.
You won't shoot me.
Get off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it, mister.
It'll hold you. From now on, I'm driver, and I don't need any guard.
Come on!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode at a steady lope through the night, pausing only for the briefest of rests for Scout and Silver. Dawn found them still in the saddle. They were not far from the isolated station where young Jim Billings and his wife were in charge. It was a matter of just a few miles. Then they saw a man sprawled on the ground beside the trail.
Right up, Tonto. Oh, let's go.
How is he?
He's a big fella.
He's hurt.
Him wear big gloves. Stage driver gloves.
Steady there. We're friends.
Here, water.
Hold it to his lips while I look at the wound.
Now you drink.
Thanks.
Wound is bad, but not fatal. You'll make the grade. Who did this?
Your mask.
We came from Prentice. We're after stage robbers.
One on the stage. He shot the guard.
The guard, too?
Back on the trail.
We miss guard. We not find him.
He didn't have no chance. He was shot in the head. I saw it. Then I got mine.
This bandage will take care of your wound for the time being. Prentice will be along with the posse.
Prentice?
Yes, Todd and I must go on. Now, is there a shortcut to the Outlaw Run station?
You're mad.
Prentice trusted me.
How do I know that?
At the moment, you've got to take my word that I'm on your side. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
I want to get to the station as soon as possible.
There's a shortcut. You turn left at the split rock. It's rough going. Stagecoach couldn't make it.
Thanks.
There.
Now, does that feel better?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Good. Leave the canteen with him, Tom. Steady there, Silver. Easy, big Tom.
Oh, no. Silver. Now I got it. Now I know who they are.
Hey, Mary, come on out here. The stage is inside.
Sakes alive, Jim. It's a mighty good thing I just put coffee on. There might be a passenger or so on board.
Hey, it seems to me that stage is traveling plenty fast.
Those horses are straining.
The driver should know better than to push them so hard. I'm going to tell him so.
Poor critters. It's a good thing they'll be replaced when they get here.
Mary.
What was that?
Get inside. Hurry.
Jim, what in the world?
Someone's shooting at us.
But why?
How do I know? Those bullets hit the side of the door right next to where we were standing.
Jim!
Clear through the door. I'll put a stop to that. Get the other rifles and bring them over here to the window.
But, Jim, what does it mean? Who'd be shooting at us? Do you suppose it's some of those renegade Indians we heard about?
I don't know. I know where the critter's hiding.
Where?
On the other side of the trail. He's behind those big boulders.
Here's the rest of the firearms.
Get down close to the floor. Stay beneath the window and load the rifles while I fire them.
But Jim, look at the stage. It's going over behind that rock.
Keep your head down, Mary.
But that's not one of the regular drivers. See how he handles the reins?
I know.
The driver must be in cahoots with the man who's firing on us.
Of course he is. And the chances are there's gold from the lost gopher mine on that coach. Doggone crooks, we'll show them.
If it's the gold they're after, why do they want to kill us?
Horses.
Huh?
They can't move the gold without the coach, and they've got to have fresh horses. I'll bet that's what they're after. Well, they've got to get me before they get horses.
In the shelter of rocks, Choctaw unhitched the exhausted horses, then took a position alongside Rance Purdy to fire on the defenders of the outpost station.
What's the matter with you, Purdy? I thought you'd be rid of that critter by the time I got here with the coach.
Let's see you get rid of him. I guess the logs in that place are too solid for bullets to go through.
If we could only nail him when he takes aim through one of the windows. Why didn't you get him before he got inside?
I only had time to get two shots while he was in the doorway. Both of them missed.
Well, how long are we going to stay here trying to snipe him?
Maybe you got an idea.
Maybe I have.
Well, if your idea is to hitch up those worn-out horses, forget it. We've got to have fresh horses to make the border.
I know that. Getting close. We'll get fresh horses.
Yeah, but how?
Look at the roof on that station.
Roof?
Dry as tinder. And I can sneak around the side. I can set fire to that roof by throwing burning brushwood on it.
Say, Choctaw, that is an idea.
I'm going to try it. Fire will dry those two out.
And if it don't, it'll keep them so busy we'll be able to get the horses out of the corral.
Fire fast now and cover me while I sneak around to the side.
Oh, Jim. Jim, how long do you think this can keep on?
I don't know, honey. I think I got one of those crooks.
Did you?
There seems to be just one gun going from behind that rock.
Is there any chance of help coming?
I don't know where it would come from.
Jim, look!
What?
The roof fire.
What? Great day. Here, Mary, take this rifle. Don't show yourself. Just keep it going. Never mind where you shoot. Just shoot. I've got to do something.
There's a bucket of water on the stove.
Is this all the water we got inside?
Yes.
Reload and fire again as fast as possible.
Yes, Jim.
I'll try to get it close to the roof by standing on this table.
Hurry, Jim, hurry. The fire's spreading fast.
Keep that gun going.
You'll never be able to put that fire out from the inside.
Gotta try. Keep your head down, Mary. Don't show yourself in that window.
No, I won't.
Here goes the water.
That water didn't help a bit.
You sure there's no more water in here?
Not a drop.
It's no use trying to fight that fire. Got too much of a start. I only hope it's to get those crooks before the roof falls in on us.
Jim, perhaps if we open the door and surrender...
Let me have that rifle. Get that other one and load it.
Yes, Jim.
I'm not going to waste any more shots. I'll fire when I see something to shoot at. Mary, look. Look out there.
What?
You can see horses extend beyond the rock. They're fresh horses.
Fresh horses?
Oh, the dirty crooks. Now I see it. They set fire to the roof to keep us busy while they got horses from the corral.
There they go. Jim, if you shot the horses, you could stop them.
Oh, dog.
Hurry before they get turned away from us.
If I could just get a line on the critter that's driving.
But you can't. He's crouched too low.
Look out, Mary, the roof. Gosh, that falling fire nearly hit you. We've got to get out of here before the whole roof collapses.
But the stage, the gold, those crooks.
It's too late to do anything about that. Come on, Mary, we've got to get out of this building.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto, riding hard, came into view of the desolate station, they saw a great column of smoke and livid flame.
One to the left, count!
They saw the futile efforts of Jim and Mary as the two filled pails of water at a small spring and threw them on the building.
Hold it, how are you? Help us
put that fire out.
Jim's mask!
Never mind the mask. Where's the stage? Has it been here?
That fire!
You can't save the building. It's too far gone.
Who are you?
We're after the crooks who shot the garden driver and stole the Butterfield and the gold from the Lost Gopher.
They got away.
They got fresh horses and headed for the border.
How long ago?
Oh, we've lost all track of time.
Wait here and tell your story to Prentice. He'll be along in a few minutes with some men from the Lost Gopher.
But you, who are you?
What are you going to do?
Otto and I are going to try to stop that stage before it reaches the border. Come on, Toto. Save me, fella.
Get him up.
Come on, fella.
Scout and the mighty stallion Silver had already traveled far and fast. The the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged them to even greater efforts in a mad dash to overtake the stagecoach with the killers and the stolen gold.
There it is, Tonto!
Get him up, Tonto!
When the masked man saw the stage with the border just beyond, he called on Silver for one last mighty effort, and the gallant horse responded. The masked man rode ahead of Tonto, closing the gap between himself and the big butterfield. Choctaw and Rance Purdy saw him coming. They opened fire, but the distance was too great for accurate shooting.
Shoot again. Shoot again, Choctaw. I don't know who that critter is, but he's out to stop us.
Keep them horses going. I'll drop them.
He's getting closer.
Closer he gets, the more chance I got of nailing him.
Did you get him?
No, not yet.
He hasn't stopped to shoot yet. Better get down.
No man can shoot straight on a horse traveling like that one is. I'll get the critter.
Out! Chuck up!
Doggone lucky shot!
Right up!
Like fun I will! Get up there! Get up!
Right up, or I'll stop you!
Up before I get you!
Both Purdy and the masked man fired again, exchanging shots, then fired again. And this time the Lone Ranger's silver bullet found its mark. Silver came alongside, close enough for the Lone Ranger to leap to the stage and grab the reins from the hands of the wounded outlaw.
Whoa, go back! Easy, back up, easy.
It was some time later when Jim and Mary shouted to Prentice and those who had come with him.
Prentice, here comes the stage.
What? It's the masked man driving.
And look! Look, he has two men tied up on the seat.
Doggone, Prentice. I'm glad you brought me along so I could see this. That dark-skinned critter's the one that posed as a passenger and got the guard in me.
You don't mean the Indian leading that white horse?
No, I mean the critter that's caught tied on the seat of the Butterfield.
Whoa, ho! Easy, back up, horse!
Well, you got the crooks all right. Is the gold aboard?
The gold is safe. The station seems to have burned to the ground.
Never mind the station. Joe, grab those horses.
Here! If that gold's safe, my law Scofield will be downright glad to pay for a new station.
That won't be necessary. We've needed a new one here for a long time. If the lost gopher wants to pay out a reward, you can give it to that masked man.
Any reward should go to Jim and Mary. They hadn't delayed these crooks that have gotten over the border with your gold.
They'd have crossed the border anyhow if it hadn't been for you.
Well, you should have the reward.
You can discuss the rewards after Tonto and I have gone.
Here, Silver.
Thanks, Kemosabe. Steady, big fella. We'll call on you, Jim, when your new station is built.
But wait, I
want to...
Prentice, that masked man...
Funny thing, Jim. I saw that masked man and the redskin hanging around in these parts, and I wondered if I should have warned you against him.
Warned us against him?
Yeah, at the time, I didn't know he was the Lone Ranger.
Hi, this is Pat Matthews for Humphrey Camardella Productions with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all you Beatles fans. That Beatles collection of yours just won't be complete without the Pop Goes the Beatles Limited Edition Collection. It's the Beatles like you've never heard them before. Not just the music, but never-before-released recording sessions, interviews, concerts, and a host of entertainment that's just not available anywhere else. And because of a special arrangement we've made with our sponsor for our listening audience, you're going to be able to purchase this complete 45 CD set of Pop Goes the Beatles, a regular $197, now only $179, shipping included. Or you can start your collection with Volume 1 for just $69.99. But remember, you must use the promo code POPCAST1 to get these great prices. We don't know how long this offer will continue, so don't miss out. Act today, and here's how you can do it. Call the toll-free number 1-888-9-BEATLE or go to BeatlesNetwork.com and order today.